Friday night in East Indy. Cheap hotels, seedy bars, greasy spoons, and liquor stores with barred windows, and gun-toting proprietors line the streets and smell of urine, sweat, stale cigarette smoke, whiskey, dirty feet, and vomit. It must be standard street policy for the air there to always smell like the rhino tank at the zoo. The bars, or strip joints, they both are frequented by or employ women who take their clothes off for low lives for money, are filled to capacity with the usual clientele, your loners and groaners, your pissers and moaners, your adulterers and perverts. Bleeding hearts who are wearing their heart on their sleeve and looking for love in all the wrong places. An assortment of folded, spindled, and mutilated people sit on bar stools and on street corners and wait for the creaking machinery of fate to couch up a lover who will stay with them this time. Poor lost souls who are seeking a temporary solution to a permanent problem. Poor lost souls just like Spencer and Ashley. When we arrived at the club, Lizzie's friend, Valentine, was standing out front, pacing back and forth nervously. Upon seeing us, she ran over to the car fast. "She picked up some guy and walked that way," she said, pointing toward a nearby alleyway. My heart sank immediately. I said, "Damn it, Val. Why didn't you follow them, at least a little ways? You have a cell phone, for Christ's sake." She looked as though she was ready to start crying any second. With tears in her eyes, she said, "I did what you told me, and what if I followed them and I got killed, Fixer, huh?"